Yeah, I think definitely there has to be a bit of both in there, you know. So, Adrian, definitely Sligo are missing that caliber of forward now at the minute, and you know, somebody there maybe in the half forward that can play ball inside, you know, that can open up defences. So, look at it; it's very hard to know. It's disappointing, as I say. You know, our defence was opened up there in the second half, but definitely the likes of Patrick O'Connor maybe coming back from injury, maybe Adrian as well. Those guys will make a huge difference to Sligo, and hopefully those guys will be fit now for the next for the last two league games. And hopefully, if you know, if we can get our strongest 15 out, you know, definitely our forwards have showed potential. So it's the defending we need to look at, as we said, you know, 3-12 they're shipped off, you know, but it's coming from simple mistakes, and like those simple mistakes have to be cut out, or we're not going to win any games. It's as simple as that, really, you know, because there's these very, very basic errors. Not passing the ball to the guy in the best position there once or twice in the first half, kicking the ball into a sweeper, you know, these are very basic things. And look at Paul, I'm sure Paul and John Macken are probably scratching their heads, and they've probably worked this out on the training field, and it just doesn't seem to be happening on the pitch. But the main thing is that we can keep going with these young guys, and hopefully get a couple of wins under their belt, and kick on from there.
Absolutely. For Paul Tedder and his management team now going forward, these last two games, as you say, do you put out your strongest team? Do you experiment? Do you need to get, okay, we've Galway coming to Markievicz Park in 10 or 11 weeks' time, and that'll be an eye-opener. Performance levels of this will only see one result there. So, you know, you've been in scenarios like this yourself. How do teams get them back? What switch has to be flicked to get Sligo back on track? You know, from a really, I suppose, negative point of view, they've been, you know, ultra competitive throughout Division 3 over the last 7 years, but they've taken wallopings, Desi, this year. You know, you go to Carlow and get bet double scores, that's really a walloping. You go to Laois and lose by 8, that's a walloping. We know what happened in Louth, and you're losing at home today against you know, a decent Westmeath side by 8 points. It's another, I suppose, walloping, and that's the most disappointing thing, that the competitive streak or nature seems to be, you know, slipping from this Sligo team.
Yeah, and I mean, in saying that, we were very competitive for the first half, and maybe arguably the better team in the first half, but definitely, you know, there's no magic formula to change this thing. You know, it's going to hard work on the training pitch and get guys work on structures, and maybe work on the defensive setup there. And you know, as we said, that Luke Loughlin gave us serious trouble there for too long, really, you know. And Mikey Gordon went on to him in the second half and maybe shut him down a little bit, but their quality, their few players there, their quality made the difference at the end of the day. But you know, again, we're talking about this, we're a very young team, you know, lacking that little bit of experience, I think. But in saying that, it's really down to hard work now, and down to trying to, maybe the pressure might be off these guys now. You know, this was a huge game, and the talk in the Division 4 and no points, and hopefully that might lift a little bit of weight off these guys' shoulders, that they might be able to go out and express themselves a little bit more. And but definitely, I think, I mean, all we have to do is look at the score lines, and we definitely need to work on our defensive setup, you know. And that starts right at number 15. It doesn't start at 2-6. I mean, you've got to work that all over the pitch. And in the first half, we did set up very well, and we forced Westmeath into kicking shots from outside the scoring area, which they managed to score some of them. But second half there, I mean, we were wide open. We spoke about the runs through that we've managed. The first couple of, we managed to get our hands to the ball and break down the goal attempt. But eventually Westmeath did get through, and you know, the warning signs were there, even though we had a sweeper at times. But Westmeath totally went back to their old game plan that we thought they would have at the start. They sat back, let Sligo come up the pitch, turn Sligo over 60 metres from goal, and then just hit us at pace. And unfortunately, our lads seem to get sucked up the pitch and sucked into that, where they need to be more patient, you know, sit back and maybe do that to Westmeath. And I think that's the way we need to go, you know. That's and we've got the pace to do that. And I think lads tired of it as well, because they did run the ball an awful lot there today. And you know, like Gerard O'Kelly Lynch and Paul Kilcoyne put in huge shifts, you know, and even Adrian McIntyre, you know, these guys. One thing they can't be faulted for is effort, anyway, you know, and you've got to be proud the way they keep going and keep fighting and keep battling. And it's a tough day for Sligo football, and you know, we've as you said, we've been scraping through here in Division 3 for a number of years, and probably the retirements of those, the Rosses and Charlies and these guys, it is tough to take, you know. So, but there's a great nucleus of a team there, and even maybe this year in Division 3 might stand them next year in Division 4. And the important thing is that they try and get a good setup, a good foundation in now. You know, forget about your league, start building now for even for next year, and use these last two league games to maybe try out a different system or do something different. And because obviously it's not working now at the minute, and you know, so Paul and John Mack, and they have to look at this and see where they'll go from here.
Ocean.